Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's You Better You Bet on the BetQL Audio Network.
20 minutes away from the power hour, final hour of the show featuring all our bets for tonight. NBA, Major League Baseball, National Hockey League, and Will Brinson's full card for the PGA Championship. Nick Costos and Will Brinson here with you. You Better You Bet on this Tuesday. Ken Barkley returns to the show tomorrow. But speaking of the PGA Championship, joining us right now live on the line to break it all down. You know him, you love him. You follow him on Twitter, and if you don't, you should, at JMazJD. You got to check out his podcast, the For Profit Podcast. Excellent golf betting podcast. The great
one James of the worst Madden players you will ever meet.
Well, you're a horrendous Madden player because every time you and I have played, it ends with me beating you by like 49 points. Like, you're terrible, so I'm guessing JMaz is better than you because you're awful.
Also, one of the four horsemen, ladies and gentlemen. No, I'm just kidding.
JMaz, what's going on? Welcome to the show, Nick and Will. How you doing?
I'm doing great. It looks like Will still hasn't licked those wounds from the 20 consecutive beatdowns I put on him during the pandemic. Still very clear.
In my defense, you're on the West Coast, and it was late most of the time we were playing.
That's a good point. There was some brown water flowing, I would guarantee.
In all seriousness, though, JMaz, myself, Link Calhoun, and Andy Molitor, the Four Horsemen, currently in first place of the big money entry one and done contest of the Fantasy Golf World Championships.
Nice.
Really, we want to talk about this whole segment, right?
Well, if we do that, I probably lose my job. So let's get to the PGA. I won't ask you about the defending champion Phil Mickelson because you know, not great. Southern Hills is where we will see this tournament being played, Tulsa, Oklahoma. What are you thinking here of the course when you handicap the course here for the PGA Championship?
Yeah, I mean, you know, last week, obviously, TBC Craig Ranch was a pitch and putt, and now we actually get a real golf course, and a golf course that looks absolutely spectacular from all the flybys, you know, all the research that is done ahead of time. I mean, this is a major championship venue. It's hosted, I believe this is the eighth. Tiger Woods obviously won here back in 07. Way different golf course than what we saw then. I mean, Tiger was using, like, irons off the tee. They've widened the fairways. They've added basically what was the original Mr. Maxwell's design, which is a lot like Augusta National. He is the father of those greens, actually. Alistair McKenzie gets tee to green acknowledgement. These greens are just like Augusta. You see the really tight mowed fairways into, you know, which, you know, in Augusta there's no rough, but the rough is away, you know, it's far away from the greens, and so we're going to get that Augusta-like feel. This golf course is a real golf course. It's going to be a ton of fun to watch. It's going to test every aspect of a player's game, just like we see every year at Augusta. I'm really, really excited to see these guys take this thing on.
One of the other things, too, I think, you know, we're talking about Southern Hills. You know, it lives up to the name, right? Like, it's not called Southern Hills because it's some Texas prairie flatland. It is hilly. It is undulating. And there are lots of uphill and downhill lies where the similarity to Augusta, JD, is like, I mean, it's pretty obvious, right? Are you on board with me in thinking that there's some correlation there? And if so, are there other correlated courses that you look at? And why does that make you want to just absolutely slam Hideki Matsuyama, although preferably at a number better than 22 to 1, which we have at Bet Rivers right now?
Pure bent undulating greens, right? I mean, you're right. And it's a hassle. Anyone who has put a lick of golf knows, especially amateurs, hitting off of weird lies and you know, feet above, feet below, it's really difficult. So, you know, I really do think there's a huge correlation to Augusta in that regard. And also, you know, you're gonna have to be able to do everything, right? And, you know, and all the way down to the Fangraphs greens, we're looking at Decky. That, and we can just get right into it. That's my first click. I think it's the most egregious price on the board. If there is a 30-1, they need to be eradicated from every sports book across the country. It's just wrong. I mean, you're getting guys like Xander and Willie D priced around a guy who has 3 wins in the last 13 months, including a major, including what's like a major to him at the Zozo. A win this year, form last week. You know, obviously last week he used to play a lot different tests, but I mean, he's everything that I want in a player right now. And if you can go, if you have a 30 anywhere, that's just the first bet and start your card there.
And on Matsuyama too, I think that people will start looking into Matsuyama and think, okay, you know, there was this stretch of golf late in, you know, the October and, you know, November of 2021, where he was losing strokes, like all kinds of strokes putting, losing strokes, you know, never, I don't think he actually ever missed the cut except for the Wyndham. The key is, he won at Augusta and he fought his way through the rest of the major tournament. And he had so many other things he had to do as part of being this, like all of a sudden the greatest achievement in Japanese golf history, that it just took this toll on him. I think he comes back, he wins Zozo, as you point out, 16.9 strokes gained total in that tournament, and then wins the Sony Open 14.7. And his form over the last few months is just unbelievable. He is due to pop, and this is a perfect spot for him.
I agree. I mean, and you're not looking for much, right? You're just, I mean, last week, 9.4 strokes gained on approach at the Nelson, obviously 14th at the Masters. We don't have the numbers there. We know he gained on approach there, right? And it's going to be really important to do that again. And you know, I think his game is just set perfect for this. And, you know, he's, at the very least, we're going to get a 30-1 sweat. He will be there on Sunday with a chance to make a run. And you know, to make another point there, if you look at the weather, Saturday, you know, Thursday and Friday, everyone's talking about wind, although, you know, maybe thunderstorms. Saturday and Sunday are super gettable, and I think you're going to see guys really be able to kind of either distance themselves or make a run, you know, considering those conditions. They seem calm. They seem a little cooler, and you think the course is going to play a little softer. So expect some conditions. Expect some low numbers, and very few guys can get as low on this golf course, on the PGA Tour as Decky can.
James Mazzola of the For Profit Podcast, breaking down the PGA Championship with Nick Costos and Will Brinson here on You Better You Bet. JMS, hit us with your outright card coming up.
Yeah, so obviously, you know, if it's a major and I'm getting Colin Morikawa at 20+, he's going to be on the card. Nice little fourth there out of Augusta. So if you're looking for a course comp, you know, played very well on Sunday there with Rory. And just the perfect game for this. I'm not really worried about his lack of length. Everyone's saying to par 70, they're going to be playing it from the tips. They're not going to do that Thursday and Friday because of that wind. And also, if you look at the way the golf course is set up, like, tee boxes cross holes. And, I mean, they've really gotten all they can out of this land. Thursday and Friday, in an effort to make sure it's not just a six-hour slog, they're going to have the tees up. And my guess, it plays a lot closer to 7,300 than it is, you know, all the way back. And that's going to just fit in perfect for Colin. He's going to be able to have those positions off the tees. He's going to be able to hit, you know, obviously the best iron player in the world, which is very important on greens, where while, you know, square footage-wise, they might be big, but all we're hearing all week is how if you're not hitting the right areas, it's just going to repel it, and it's just going to go off the green. I'm not worried about his chipping and putting. Around the green stats are just the worst stat in the world. Like, they're not – of all the strokes gained, it has the most flaws in it. I don't care. I care about the guys who have won golf tournaments and won hard courses. Congaree is another comparable golf course with those tight fairway or tight shaved around the green areas. A win there at the WGC. So Morikawa at the top of my card. Anytime I'm getting him 20-1 in major, it's just automatic. Continually disrespected by especially by the sharp books.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
How about a guy like Patrick Cantlay, who I think is, you know, now he's down under 20 to 1. I got 26 to 1 earlier this year. You know, he just the way that he can kind of grind through things. And if he does, you know, I mean, obviously his iron play is fantastic. If he does miss the greens, I have full faith in him being able to get up and down. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I'm big on Cantlay. I have a number as well. I think we might be in a similar chat or something because we're obviously on the side here. But I mean, I think it just makes sense, right? I mean, we're looking at a guy who won the BMW, won the Tour Championship, had basically a start of six or seven straight events where his worst finish was a top nine at the MX, sandwiched between a little bit of a rough start, a Genesis Players Masters, didn't play great, but didn't show that form right there at the RBC Heritage, losing the playoff to Spieth, 8.7 on approach there, didn't even putt well. Here's what I like about Cantlay this week is he's the number one putter on bent greens the last 3 years out of this entire field. He can absolutely roll it, and bent is clearly his preferred surface. And, you know, he'll have no problem around the greens. My only thing is we really haven't seen him in the hunt at a major. Now, winning the Tour Championship, that was very similar. So, you know, that alleviates some of my worries. But, you know, I wish we could just see him maybe kind of being there at any major at any point. And we haven't seen that yet. It's a big step to go from, you know, kind of just lollygagging and getting your top 12s to actually competing is my only thing. But I also think that's why we're getting him in the 20s, 25s. Again, the guy, the sharp guys are on because the sharp books, he's down in the 18s. But there's still some 20s lurking around there. And I really think a Colin Cantlay start to any card, Colin Cantlay decky start to any card leaves you some room to work. And those are three guys that are completely live and are longer than they should be compared to some of the guys under them.
Give us your favorite head-to-head matchups here in about 30 to 45 seconds.
Yeah, no problem. I'm just a full fade of Abe Anser. And you're getting Cameron Young, who's a rookie who is just absolutely a top 20 machine. You know, we saw Anser miscut at the Masters. And then went to Mexico, played terrible at a pitch and putt golf course that he should absolutely dominate. I just think there's some injury issues there. You're getting Cam Young over him. You're getting Keegan over him. Minus 120. Hit that all day. And also, we're just going to keep on the same theme, and we're going to fade Usti any way we can. A WD from the Masters. Adam Scott is a 105 dog to him. That should be flipped, if not more. And I'm sure that's going to catch some steam as well. Just these injury concerns. Let's just get them out of there and take advantage of what we know these guys have been hurt recently.
30 seconds for this answer. Any longer shot outrights that you like at the PGA Championship?
Man, we're getting some Brooks Koepka 50-1 starting to pop all over the place. And there just comes a point where we just have to respect the guy, right? I mean, it is Brooks Koepka. He competed here a year ago. He played well in the desert. WD last week, I saw his press conference. He just wanted to be ready here. Didn't want to push it. 50-1. I mean, we're looking at like a Neiman. I mean, Xander shorter, Zal shorter. Fitzpatrick is shorter, and those guys don't have near the resume and the pedigree of a Brooks. There just comes a point where, you know, you're getting a little disrespectful when you're dropping 50s at Brooks. So I'm going to grab the Brooks at 50 and kind of polish it off with that.
30 seconds for this one. Any bets on Tiger Woods? About 70 to 1 right now at Bet Rivers.
Yes, you want to go ahead and go find some 100-to-1s or 90-to-1s for him to win the British, because I really think that's where he's going to be healthy and can absolutely compete at St. Andrews. I did grab to make the cut at -160. I think that's pretty much free money, to be honest with you, because he's not there to miss the cut. He could probably make this cut, you know, just with his eyes closed based upon how he can get around the golf course. So I like that -160. Cash out the Masters. Knock that one again for him to make the cut. And also him over Reed. I mean, he's a dog to Reed. Reed sucks.
Final question for you, Jimenez. Final question, same as always, a little head-to-head there with Tiger and Reed. Same as always here. We got about 15 seconds here. Any bet, any golfer we have not yet discussed, please share with our listeners and viewers. 15 seconds.
Honestly, Decky's the biggest edge that I have, and Shane Lowry's the second biggest edge that I have. Third at the Masters, third at the Heritage. He went from being a guy who we just think can chip and putt to a guy who's actually insane with his approach. 8.4 at the Heritage, the 4.5 at the Valspar, 3.9 at the Players. I mean, this guy is becoming a ball striking machine, and we know if it gets ugly, the big man is going to be right at home there, coming from Northern Ireland. So Sugar Shane Lowry, you know, 35-40-1, that's got to be on the card as well.
You know, I'm going to bet Hideki. Hopefully we'll all be saying on Sunday night, arigato gozaimasu. Thank you for what you have done for us, for the great Hideki Matsuyama. Jamez, you're great. Jamez JD on Twitter, For Profit Podcast. Good luck with the bets. We'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely, guys. Good luck this weekend.
See you, buddy.
Final hour up next. Final hour, power hour. All our bets for tonight on the other side.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.